Well, I think the district has taken the approach, and definitely with consultation from the Siouxland Community Health, that in person is probably the best form of learning that the students can have, and quite frankly, is safer than the hybrid model. Siouxland District Health actually indicated to us in a board meeting a few weeks ago that the hybrid model, where kids are only going to school every other day, 2 days a week or 3 days a week, switching back and forth, because when they're in school, they're generally wearing their mask and are safer than when they're out of school without the mask, playing with their friends, moving around, things like that. And then there's the virtual students who've been virtual for quite some time. They're at home and have less exposure than anyone. But right now, the in-person model, in my opinion, is the best model to continue with. And so far, you know, it's been fairly successful from the number of positive cases that have occurred. When you look at over the last 4 weeks, student count has been relatively low. We've seen some staff counts of positive results go up, but as a percentage of the totals, they remain low. I think people are absent from school for a variety of other reasons. Siouxland District Health is obliged to provide numbers of positive cases to the district. And when you look at those number of positive cases, the district has remained relatively low. I think you see a lot of other absenteeism for other reasons, other illnesses, but certainly the officially reported numbers that we get from Siouxland District Health, the numbers have remained low. And I think our procedures, our safety protocols, cleaning and otherwise, are doing a very good job.
I know medical experts say children don't always show symptoms.
Well, I think parents are being fairly responsible in keeping them home. If they've tested positive, the Siouxland District Health is obliged to report that to the school. So we have been reporting everything that has been given to us. So if people are being tested and there's a positive result coming back, by law, that has to be reported to the district, and we have been tracking those and reporting those on a weekly basis. In fact, the report just came out today where we had 11 students tested positive this week, you know, out of roughly 12,000 students that are in person. So it's a very, very small percentage, and that number has been relatively close to that for the last 8 weeks or so. So not a lot each week. I think the staff moved up this week. 21 staff members this week have tested positive, concerning, and we'll continue to watch that. But historically, over the last 8 weeks, the number of staff has been very, very low as well.
Now, I know the teachers union, they were concerned that teachers were overworked and overstressed.
I would agree with them. They have a much higher workload and a significant added burden on their activities this year. And I completely agree with that. Teachers have carried a heavy, heavy load in this process, this COVID, starting last year, starting, you know, all summer, worrying about revamping curriculum, so forth, and teaching methods and learning new technology. So in fact, they have been worked extremely hard and in a difficult position. So I would agree with them.
You are not a fan of the hybrid model. What would it take for you to get behind going to virtual only learning?
Well, I think you have to look at it on a case by case, building by building, class by class situation. I don't think you can do a one size fits all for every building. I think to the extent that you don't have teachers available or substitutes available to staff the school, that clearly is a trigger for me to go virtual. Or if you have student absenteeism rates that go up dramatically, then that's another trigger. But it may happen with a class. It may happen with a individual class at an elementary. It may happen with a individual class at middle or high. Then I think that you address it at that level, a classroom first, then at a class, then at a building. And one size does not fit all here. And we've proven over the last several months that the district has done a good job of maintaining low positive cases. I think we're seeing a little bit of increase right now, but certainly it's on an isolated basis by school, and I think that's how we should address it as a district. You can't address it as one size fits all.
When it comes to cases of COVID-19, you actually battled the virus yourself.
The guys I worked with had it, and it was a struggle. They had a much more significant impact than I did. Yeah, I feel like the worst is behind me, at least for me personally. So I've been traveling ever since. I travel frequently. In fact, I just got back from a week trip to Salt Lake. I go frequently where my business is located, and continue to travel, continue to do business. I continue to work through it and wear the mask and do those type of things. I probably wasn't as good at first at it. My wife has convinced me it's the right thing to do, and so we're trying to do that. And yeah, I think we've all got to work through this and keep the rates, try to keep the rates down as low as we can.